In our gospel today, we hear people asking John the Baptist, what should we do? Tax collectors ask John the Baptist, what should we do? Soldiers ask John the Baptist, what should we do? But the message of John the Baptist was clear and very specific. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the kingdom of God. Last Sunday's gospel, we hear John the Baptist specifically saying that marching order in Luke chapter 3, verse 4. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. But how do we follow the marching order of God? How do we make the Lord's way straight? First is, the problem actually is not with we do not know what we should do. We actually know what we should do. But many times we are not open and willing to do what God wants us to do. So that the first way or the best way to accept the marching order of God is to accept it with joy. Accept it with joy. It's very important. I'll tell you why. See, many times what is happening is we know what we should do, but we are afraid, as I've said, to be open and willing to do what God wants us to do. And because of that, we divert our attention, we make diversionary tactics, and we rationalize too much, and sometimes we even want to manipulate God according to our plans. We want to manipulate God according to how we perceive we can be saved, or our perception of how to go to the kingdom of God, how to enter the kingdom of God. But it is just very easy. Willingness with great joy to open our hearts to what God wants us to do. The first reading in the book of the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 16, very easy to remember. He said, the Lord is among you. Rejoice. Be glad. In the season of Advent, there is that break in the liturgical color of purple. Today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. The same thing with the season of Lent. There is that break in between that season of preparation for the coming of our Lord with a Gaudete Sunday. And that is why the liturgical color is rose. And Gaudete means rejoice. Be glad. Even our responsorial psalm echoes that same message. You want God to work in our life? Then rejoice and be glad. For the Holy One of Israel is among you, the mighty Savior. The mighty Savior. You see, we should be rejoicing. We should be joyful because we know that God will be coming. Jesus is coming very soon. When you travel, you make your itinerary. You want to go from this, coming from Phoenix, you're going to New York, then New York, you pass by, coming back, you pass by Chicago, and you go back to Phoenix. You make your itinerary. You see, if you want God to be truly coming into our hearts, set that joyful itinerary of God. And set his arrival not anywhere else, but set his itinerary that he will arrive this Christmas in our hearts. And we have the power to do that. You have the power to do that. But you have to set it. Many times we don't even set God's itinerary into our hearts, into our life. And that is why we look for God in so many things. Ideas, concepts, ideals, even relationship, sometimes even things, material things. But if we set in God's itinerary with joy, He will arrive in our hearts, in our life. Second point, marching order is prepare the way of the Lord. If Jesus is the one speaking, prepare my way. Make straight my path. But how do you do it? Accept God with humility. Everybody was acknowledging, and some even is beginning to recognize John the Baptist as the Messiah. Because as Jesus described in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, there is no man born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. So that everybody was already looking at John the Baptist as the Messiah. John the Baptist, with all humility, said, "Someone coming after me is mightier than I." Luke chapter 3, verse 16, the first part of that verse. That I'm not even worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. That's how John, he's so humble. When everybody was ready to put him in a pedestal that he is the Messiah, John the Baptist simply said, "I am not the Messiah. Someone greater than me is coming. And I'm not even worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals." You see, the first test of a truly great person is humility. The first test of a truly great person is humility. I've always been saying this, and that is why the basic concept of spirituality is let God be God and let man be man. Last point. If the marching order is prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. John the Baptist is also telling us, see the bigger picture. As they were ready to claim John the Baptist and proclaim him the Messiah, here comes John the Baptist telling them, "I baptize you with water, but someone greater than I is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." With fire. You see, you're seeing only the small picture. But someone greater than me, see the bigger picture. He's someone who is coming, who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire that will truly move your hearts, that will truly convert you, that will truly journey with you, even in pain, even in sorrow, and even up to death. Seeing the bigger picture. That Jesus, John was telling them, that Jesus is the Messiah. I'm not the one. Don't narrow your vision and your horizon to what I'm doing. There is someone greater than me who is coming. That is why I would say, do not pity those who do not have much, but pity those who have much but have limited vision and have narrow horizon, because they don't see the bigger picture. That beyond this life, there is a life coming. But before that second life comes, we have to accept with joy and humility in our hearts the coming of Jesus. Accept that marching order. Prepare my way into your hearts. Brothers and sisters, today's liturgy of the word is inviting us. a prayer that says, Lord, let my heart be obedient. Make my heart obey and not only hear and listen, but more importantly, to obey your words, especially your marching order this third Sunday of Advent. Rejoice, prepare my way. Please all stand.